This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. There's a new state law to give you more control over your personal data online. The Colorado Privacy Act took effect this month. The new law requires businesses or organizations to get consent from consumers to store and use personal data. Steve Beatty chairs the Computer Science Department of Metropolitan State University of Denver.
The question, I guess, to all of us becomes is how comfortable are we sharing those data? And how comfortable are we allowing the providers, as they are called, to share those data with third parties?
Companies will generally ask for consent in pop-ups when you go online. A couple in Colorado took the state's loose rules on wedding officiants and tried something new. CPR's Jenny McMurtry explains.
Dayton Truitt and Reese Wink were married in an old Morrison church in late June. Their officiant, however, was quite new. The couple tied the knot with the help of an artificial intelligence bot. ChatGPT wrote up a script that was played aloud by a voice app. They wrote their vows, however, themselves. The idea came to the couple after the bride's father suggested it, according to CBS News. At first, the bot said it couldn't officiate the wedding, but after a few tries, it eventually came around. I'm Jenna McMurtry, CPR News.
The Colorado Rapids have rescheduled the team's Big Commerce City fireworks show after it was delayed by 4th of July storms. The Rapids will now have fireworks after tomorrow's match against FC Dallas. This is CPR News.